Oh, looky, looky, look. Hey. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I feel like I haven't seen you since the weekend.
Since Spooky Bowl, Spooky Bear.
And you live here. Like, we live together.
I've heard you, I just haven't seen you.
It's been a week. Like, I've been getting home late and, like, literally going to my bed, doing work, going to bed.
Same. Especially after the weekend. I'm still trying to, like, recoup, get my life together, child.
Seriously.
Other than that, like, P-Town.
That was a lot of fun.
Halloween costumes were dope.
Yep.
We were there for the weekend. It was cold. It was cold and windy. It was cold and windy. There was a day where it was like, or the last two, Saturday and Sunday were super sunny.
Yeah, well.
Friday was cold and windy.
I mean, I didn't get there till like 10 o'clock on Friday. So.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And so wait, so how'd you? Oh, because you drove.
Because I reached out to Dave Hamilton. Thank you, Dave Hamilton. So I drove up with Dave Hamilton and Jake Barker.
The ride wasn't bad. There wasn't like
no, there was no traffic. Stopped at Burger King.
It took me and my crew about 7 hours to get there.
No, it didn't.
Not because of traffic, because they wanted to stop here to get this. They wanted to stop there to get that. They wanted to look out the window.
Are we naming names?
I'm not naming names, okay. But they know who they are.
I'll find out after the show.
It was a fun ride, though. But yeah, overall, a really cute weekend. We did some recording about, like...
I think we got some
once we got to the field.
You got more than I did, because I had to leave.
Oh, no, you had to... She abandoned me, y'all.
Okay.
As we're here recording, she's like, I'm gonna go.
Okay, it wasn't for a hookup or anything. I had other friends that I was like there with.
Gotta share the DL.
Heard that. And it was like, hey, just got into town. Like, can we do lunch? And I was like, of course we can do lunch. So I had to go do lunch.
Throughout this episode, do you hear some like little sound bits?
We are going to hear some.
Live commentary.
I was here for some really good ones.
There was like, some cute stuff going on.
Like LOLs.
There was a lot more that we couldn't get, but... some that we had to delete.
Yes, in a probes.
But you get some taste of those.
We're trying to keep it classy here.
You know. Hashtag new leaf.
Right? 41 new leaf.
And now you want to get into these rose and thorns?
Yes, it's about time.
Okay, what's yours, girl?
So what are we starting with?
Rose. I feel like we should always start on a good note.
Okay, yeah, the rose. My rose. So it was I actually got teary-eyed. But like good tears, happy tears. I was at a pregame on Saturday night.
And you cried a lot though. You cried at Eddie's.
Oh my god, I did. Well, that was
different.
That was different. There were nine people from my team were there this weekend.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. A couple of them were newbies and they were like at the field. Some were playing football, some were blaring music and drinking.
Yep.
And a couple of them, few of them actually, came over to me at the party.
One was wearing a lock necklace with the code is 1111.
Was he wearing one?
Yeah, it was hot.
Was he?
Yeah, girl.
But they thanked me for being an amazing captain and just providing them a really good season and building a sense of community. And it like, that's the only reason, but it's not the only reason, but it's a huge part of why I choose to captain year in and year out.
I'm going to say this. I can vouch for that because for those of you who don't know, you were my first captain. And I came in as a leftover because I was
supplemental.
Yeah. Yes, that's the word. I was like waitlisted towards the end of the season and you were my first captain. And it was like an amazing experience. And I have been playing football ever since.
And like my first.
Even though after that, we didn't talk for a hot minute.
Choices. my first season in the league, I learned a lot about flag football. I won a championship, but I didn't do a lot. There wasn't a huge social element to my first season, and I almost didn't come back. And then I did. I made the choice last minute to come back, and my second season captain, Jimmy Crocker,
shout out,
was amazing. And that's when like we would go to Fritz and we would have team dinners and we would go out and like I met people.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like
that definitely makes or breaks one's experience.
So my goal every season is for any new person I meet to kind of like provide them with a sense of community.
I love that.
Okay, I'm talking too much. Your turn.
I love that. Okay, my rose was just like finally having a Halloween event. In P-Town, flag football, where all the people you love here can be somewhere else where you love and just like throwing down and having a good time. It was such a great experience.
I remember the years it'd be like, oh, I feel committed because I'm a captain to play football, and I'll hop in the car after the game on Saturday and trek to B-Town, get there at like 5 and best of
all
worlds.
You got to experience Spooky Bear. You got to experience Spooky Bowl.
Yep.
It was fantastic. Hope they do it again.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. So what about your thorns?
Okay, my throat. Is there enough time?
Oh, God. Yeah, no, girl.
I got stood up this week.
No.
I did.
No, no, ma'am.
Today's Wednesday.
Was
it Monday night?
I think it was Monday.
It was definitely Monday night. I went to go meet him at 7:30, 7:45, ordered a drink, 8 o'clock, ordered another drink, 8:05, ordered another drink.
Oh, my word.
Finally gave up. I did send a text. I will preface it with we were originally supposed to meet at 6:30.
Uh-huh.
And when cheer practice was running late, and I was like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm definitely not going to get out of here anytime soon. Can we make it 7:30 instead of 6:30? And he was like, cool. Like, that's great. I'm actually a little tired. I want to take a nap. I'll meet you at 7:30. So when I texted at like 8:15, I was like, hey.
Hello.
So I'm guessing that like your nap went a little longer and like you're not coming tonight. It's totally cool. Things happen. I understand. On the bright side, my drink is really good. if you want to text me, like, feel free to. No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. If not, it is what it is. And he did text the next morning and was like super apologetic and embarrassed. And literally, he napped, set his alarm to the a.m. instead of p.m. And we're actually going to hang out on Saturday.
Okay.
So
more of an accident than a stand-up.
Yes.
Okay.
But still, it's annoying because I could have spent that hour doing a lot of other stuff because it's been a crazy week.
Facts.
What about yours?
Oh, God. This is dramatic. Okay. So my thorns, I guess, are how much I drank this weekend.
I witnessed some of that.
Turned for Jesus. There are some things. Okay, so my first thorn was Friday night after we left the club. You and I left together. We walked out the door. We took our little Halloween pictures by the fire.
Oh, my God,
and
yes.
Then I was like, okay, how do I get home? asked you how to get home.
And I gave you explicit motherly directions.
Yes, you did.
Go to A House.
Uh-huh.
A House is on your left. Yep. Walk up those stairs. Yep. Take a left at the top of the hill. Take a right through the parking lot.
Yeah. So 30 minutes later, I am lost as fuck.
You were in the wrong part of town.
I had to walk through a cemetery. I walked around, literally walked around in the entire city of P-Town. Instead of taking that left that you told me to, I took a right. It was...
You were like heading to Truro.
I was frozen.
Yeah, because your outfit was nothing.
Ugh.
Okay. That was a cute little outfit, Little Red Riding Hood.
And your Hermione
Granger. Got a lot more attention than I thought it was going to.
I lived for her.
You were cute.
Okay, and then my second thorn. Saturday.
So more drunk.
Yeah. Saturday, we were drinking all day, obviously.
Damn day.
And we went to Shipwreck.
Oh, yeah. We were drinking in the field.
Then went to Shipwreck. Then back home to change.
Yep.
Then
drinking.
To tea. Then to pre-party.
Yep.
And then in my mind, I never left the pre-party.
You did.
So the next day, I'm like looking around for my fanny pack, which had my cell phone and everything in it, my wallet. I'm like, wait, my wallet, it's got to be here in this house because I never left this house, girl. I don't remember leaving the house and going out at all.
I don't remember seeing you out. I remember you at the house. And at one point, you're like, where's my fanny pack? And it was actually attached to your body. and that's when I know you were on
it. It was one of the nights. Yeah, so those were deaf too. I don't need to drink for like till... New
this weekend?
Year's. Oh, yeah. Okay. Is it Friday yet?
Right.
Okay, so our hair picks.
Okay, hair picks.
All weekend long, I've been hearing this song. Starting Friday, I heard it, and I was like,
You were very excited.
Sam Smith's cover of Donna Summer's I Feel Love. Y'all, if you haven't heard it, get on it. It is so freaking good. I don't know why it didn't come out in the summer.
That would have been a summer song.
That would have been the song of the summer.
he has a good little, he does like a thing to it. I appreciate it.
Okay, we asked some folks what they thought about it.
We did, I think.
Talk about the song of the holiday. Have you heard this song yet?
This is like from this.
No, bitch. Sam, this is Sam Smith's.
No, it is not.
No, I haven't heard it yet. It's
so good.
This is like, it's like Sam, I feel love.
Yes.
I mean, but is it?
If anybody's gonna do it, it's gonna be him.
Oh my god,
it's so good.
Voice of in the stratosphere.
Okay, this is good. This is good. Holy shit.
Sam Smith. I think she might get my what's that thing we do?
Hair pick.
Yeah, I think she might get my hair pick.
Oh wait.
Excuse me?
Why are you gonna fuck with one of the best dance songs ever?
Bitch. This is everything.
Okay.
Okay, people have opinions.
I mean, but it's a cute song, right?
It is. It'll be on my fall 2019.
Yes, fall 2019.
Is it on Spotify?
It's on Spotify, it's on Apple, it's on any streaming service.
I know, like,
I imagine.
What's not on Spotify?
No clue. I think Taylor Swift is on there now too, isn't she?
Yeah,
I feel there's some Beyonce albums that ain't on there. I don't really peep Jay-Z like that, but I'm sure there probably aren't any all the Jay-Z albums.
Because they have like title.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about yours? Your hair pick.
Honestly, I think after tonight, my hair pick is going to go to home delivery meals.
Oh.
Or like more specifically, HelloFresh.
Wait, is that the stuff that you make?
Tonight, like,
girl.
It's like, okay, we like live busy lives. Literally, I was at work for 12 hours today.
Damn, Gina.
And like coming home, the last thing I want to do is like rummage through the fridge and figure out what to eat. HelloFresh, like two-person meals a week I pay for. And literally, they're done in 30 minutes.
What do we have today? Tortellini?
Tonight was a mush. It was a ravioli. Ooh. Cheese ravioli. Three cheese ravioli and mushroom sauce.
She was good, y'all.
It was so good. And it was plenty to eat for the two of us.
Yes, HelloFresh.
And I kind of like this routine. It's like Wednesday night, I come home, I cook, and we like talk about the podcast, and you do most of the typing while I cook. And then we come up here and eat and dish.
Love.
I like. So HelloFresh.
Okay, quick
break.
That was
like a commercial.
So should we even do a commercial?
We might not have to.
Yeah, HelloFresh, okay. That was our commercial.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, quick break, game recaps or
recaps? The weekend recaps.
BF, your wig looks quiche. For a drunk, you look good.
Wow.
Okay, so y'all know, like we said earlier, we made some recordings live from the fields at Spooky Bowl.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Very, very cute.
So should we just lead into it with reporting from you live?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Do that.
Happy Halloween.
Okay, Matt.
All right, so you're here with Wig and Weave. We are here at the first, hopefully annual
Spooky Bowl.
Spooky Bowl. We're here in P-Town. It's a gorgeous day.
It's like
there's not a cloud in the sky. It could be a little warmer.
No, I think this is perfect.
Oh, there's some cute boys out here too.
That don't play football.
Right.
We might have to do some recruiting after this.
Oh, I'm into it. Some folks are wearing Halloween costumes.
Yep.
Two-minute warning.
We got here a little late today.
Just a little bit.
A little bit late.
We may or may not have been drinking.
Yep. Maybe still are.
Possibly. Allegedly.
What do you think of the color choices for this?
Are they supposed to be like Halloween themed or something?
Well, if it was me, I would have done orange,
black,
white, and that fun forest green.
Forest green.
Like, yep.
Okay.
I mean, orange is here.
What does the forest green represent?
You think of like witches' faces.
Okay, got it.
Or pumpkin, like, stems. Those are green.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And but today we have, what is that, maroon or is that brown?
That's brown.
Gold, orange, and silver.
And silver. Maybe if they were going for like autumnal, I could see the autumnal. Brown, gold, and orange.
Yeah, but the silver.
But silver would, no.
Okay.
Go, Max!
Yes, with the underhand pitch! Okay, so did you see Yolanza over there? Have you gotten a close-up of Yolanza?
What?
She's on the other field. You can literally see all, like, every single piece of her nether regions. Yolanza, she's over there. She's in the coochie cutters.
Yeah.
Come on with the deep throat! Oh.
What are they?
Did you say the deep throat?
The deep throat.
Let's go, Alex!
Hola.
What cookie cutters are you talking about?
Not cookie cutter girl, coochie cutters. Like, Yolanza.
Real ref shorts have these got on.
Eddie Zaytner, do you know what coochie cutters are?
Oh, okay.
You know what coochie cutters are, yeah?
No.
Right,
yes,
run.
Perfect.
He quit.
Look at him go. Look at him go.
Oh, charging! Charging!
So Alex Draco just took down the field. That's your girl.
That's my girl. That's my yeah. QB.
I think Tony's throw is one of the most bizarre throws. She's got like a side pitch.
What are these crazy like MC Hammer pants that he's wearing?
Okay, this is like...
It's Aladdin.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey girl with the skeleton. Yes, Erica. Your booty looks good too, girl. And he gets it down there. Yes!
Like a weird, like...
How did he even get down the field?
Arm, like...
That was cute, miss ma'am.
Well done, Tony.
Yeah, Tony just threw a big old deep ball to Ashley Condon, girl. That was Keish.
That was great, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was so much fun.
People, I think we weren't the only ones drinking on the field.
No, there were plenty of people sipping.
Oh my God. Clearly.
Throughout the entire day.
It was so good to see, like, all those people out there.
Yeah, some people I hadn't met. Folks were out with their dogs, music.
I loved that people had music out there. People had like cases of beverages out there.
Honey.
Sun was shining.
Okay, but like about the games, there were like four teams, right? Full teams.
Four full team, like,
and people on the sidelines.
Yep.
It was like a proper game.
It was good to see.
Yeah.
There was like a It felt very vintage. I loved it.
Oh, you did say that when we were out there.
I did say vintage. It was really nice. Yeah. Like, it was like deconstructed flag
football.
It
feels so like,
It honestly reminded me of like when I first started playing several years ago.
You know, I used to play at M Street?
M Street, yeah. It had that kind of like old school pennies. Maybe that's what it was. It was the pennies.
Okay, so why I wanted to join the league is that you guys used to always come to Fritz like after your like muddy night game.
Yeah.
And just be like all muddy and delicious. And I was like, I want to play whatever they're playing.
I love it. Oh my God.
Okay, Yolanda's outfit on the field.
Oh. Which
field? Do you want to talk
this
about
this weekend?
Like, we talked
day.
About the colors. Do you still agree with the colors?
Love you, girl. I don't think silver should have been a color.
Okay, instead of silver?
If you were like, hey, you need to pick four colors for a Halloween-themed football game, orange, black, brown, green.
What about white, like ghosts?
That would be like runner-up. That would be like white, maybe over brown.
Okay, and
so white
and
is up
green.
And green.
Well, Yolanda was not wearing dark green. She was not wearing any. She was barely wearing anything. She had the smallest of shorts on.
Yeah.
And I thought I've worn some small shorts.
You have in the past.
You could see literally her Gucci cracks, her coochie cracks.
And she's a doctor.
Well, I mean, she was ready for a physical, girl. A checkup. A close up. Okay, girl, I am obsessed.
If one more motherfucker in this league calls me Henry.
Somebody always
wants
you, bitch.
No. Oh, my God. People.
Yolanda in the house, y'all. Say hey, girl.
Your curls are on point today.
Look who's talking.
Right? Black skin girls over here.
With the coochie cutters.
These are amazing.
Coochie cutters
this
and
crop
top.
This is how we do in Minnesota. It's summertime.
All right, girl. Best dress for show.
Yeah, you really work on that tuck.
Jumps on it. Really? You make me be the loneliest? I was like, I put it in good, like, word.
She needs some help with that tuck.
That is too funny.
Ace Ventura.
I told you,
style.
You could see all her kibbles and bits, girl.
Lanza, put
every
some shorts on.
Kibble and tits.
Kibble and tits.
Tips?
But, like, some cute boys there as well, right?
Always. Our league just draws the boys.
Our league has some good-looking men.
Yes.
Men and, well, I guess they're all men. And now everyone's a man. Makai's 21. Yay.
I was just looking at his face.
You sure work. Rock climber.
Rock climber.
Who knew that?
I know.
Cute. But what about, Luke. What's Luke?
Did we interview Luke?
We talked to Luke, yeah.
I
unfortunately, I couldn't use the clip because he was too far. He was playing games.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. That's a bummer.
But she said if she was going to be a dog, she would be a Labrador.
Why?
I don't know. It was a question that Big Red asked.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
He's very, very cute.
He's a handsome
one. I sound like Bob Arum. And we played Light Blue a couple weeks ago, and I don't remember seeing him. But he's a rookie. I hope he's having a great time. But he has Tony Ardolino as a captain, so I'm sure he's like smooth sailing.
Shout out to TA.
Yep.
Luke, let us know if you're single or not.
Right.
We might have some interested parties.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, me either. okay, so we were asked why we didn't play.
Right.
Duh, Abby.
Because we had to do our job.
Heller. And we had to drink. I mean,
that's our job.
The celebration. Celebration Station all weekend.
Right. No, that was really fun. And I wanted to like look cute in my like autumnal outfit.
Now, why didn't you guys play today?
The same reason why you didn't play.
Like, were you trying to read me?
This is a bye week.
Oh my God. Do you remember? Like,
well, I'm kind of upset that you didn't dress up and then didn't tell me not to dress up.
Oh, because you weren't dressed as a cat.
Yes, girl. I was giving you like boy
you
pussy.
You weren't like totally dressed
No,
up.
I was giving you fashion, but pussy cat.
You know who was giving me like Stepford Housewives? Ooh. Like Mike Brothers. It is like.
Oh my God. Their boy band look.
Oh my God. The four.
It was Mike Brothers.
Husband Dan. Mal. And Matt Salvini.
Oh my God. They were all literally wearing the same color.
Like,
they looked like
camel wool sweater or shawl with like some sort of cute hat and sunglasses. With like the denim jean and a boot.
Serving like, you boy band realness.
It was
I'd go watch them.
I would too. It was cute.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw them 12 hours later, like they were missing.
No, thank you. So like the night before we went to Shipwreck.
Right? I got in late and the first place I went to was Shipwreck.
Shipwreck was fun.
Shipwreck was a lot of fun. Like people were there for quite a bit. It got a little packed.
They were packed. There were a lot of good looking men though.
Of course.
Like in their naked Halloween costumes. People with full, I mean, okay. So I had a jock on for my second costume, but I also had like a fishnet shorts over
to
it.
To cover it.
People straight up had their straight up asses
booty
out.
Cheeks out.
Like how
cheeks
you...
out for the boys. Cheeks out for the boys.
And I didn't see them walking in with pants on.
They lost some pairs of jeans.
But some of those other costumes throughout that night were dope. Our costumes.
Oh yeah. I was really happy with our group photo.
Just ours from yeah, yes. Girl.
Hermione Granger.
We've showed up as Hermione Granger.
That was I borrowed the top from a student.
That's too much. I can't.
I was going to go as the baby from
two weeks
ago. And I think you were the one that was like, don't go as the baby.
No, I liked the baby.
You liked the baby.
I loved Hermione though.
But I saw my student come in and she had that top. And I was like, do you mind if I borrow that? And she was like, okay. And she has yet. She's like, do you have pictures from the weekend? I was like, I don't think so. Because there's no way I'm showing her in her top, in a wig with like a pink.
We've
got to
post our picture. We'll post our picture on the link of Facebook page of our Halloween costume. I was Little Red Riding Hood who'd eaten his wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that I walked around in the freezing cold. God bless me.
I was Hermione Granger in a fucking
everything.
Like 5-inch pump.
And the
I had to take. Oh, thank you, Rob, Big Rob.
Did he help you take your shoes off?
He helped me take my shoes off at the end of the night, like outside of Crown and Anchor, because like I literally thought my feet were bleeding. They weren't. They fucking hurt.
They were tight and high.
Yeah, because they were tight because those are
pointy toes.
Those are Danny's.
Danny's
like a size and a half smaller.
No,
than me.
Honey.
So I like lubed up and squeezed
That's
into
the
it.
Worst. Tight heels.
Yeah.
Tight heels. Your toes feel like they're on fire when you take them off.
Chinese binding.
Oh my God. How'd they do it?
Is that insensitive?
No. I mean, it's history.
It's history. Okay.
It's history.
Just checking.
Okay. So Big Red was at the field.
Oh, Big Red. Trying to come for my job. Trying to come for my job.
Anytime you turn around, it was like.
I was like, I have to go. He's like, what? But a great fill and so much personality. Then.
She was a lot of fun.
A deli meat.
Do you have top costumes of the weekend, either during the bowl or just who you saw around folks in the league?
I mean, half of the weekend was a blur.
I wish I could remember some of these, but I can't.
But I saw on Instagram, and like it didn't do it Instagram didn't do the costume justice in person, but current board member Kyle Sear, he was a sickening witch, literally had prosthetics, the nose, should have been in a movie. He was unrecognizable.
His makeup / drag / costume life has been on point as of late.
It really has been. He looks great.
Yeah, she must be watching the YouTubes.
Someone is doing that for him. There's no way he could be doing that for him. If you are, I don't know. But if you're doing that for yourself, help me out. Because I need the help. Because you always look stunning.
Max, he was wearing a Brady jersey.
Of course.
While he was throwing during the games.
Yes, Brady! So Max is wearing a Brady jersey. What do we think about that?
He gets to role play.
He gets to role play.
Oh my. You always got something to say about Tom Brady!
I know, it's not good. Stop commenting. Just Brady in general.
They had Erica Robichaud. She had a skeleton thing with her booty percolating and popping.
She looks so fucking cute.
Who else was out there? What about,
you know who I loved? Patrick Ahern and his boyfriend Kevin Aries.
Oh.
And Beth was part of that.
Oh, yeah. Noon
was part of that. They went a Saturday night. Yep. They were a deck of cards.
A deck of cards.
I'm getting my nights mixed up, I think. So was there any other Friday night?
I don't know if I saw the rest of them Friday night.
Okay, so Saturday. Yeah, yes. Saturday they were different cards.
The wands.
Yes. Lonza was the queen of hearts.
Queen of diamonds. She was dripping in.
Makes so much sense. that was a wicked cute outfit.
Yeah, they were all cute.
Costume. I love.
Martell had he was the Jack with the wig.
Yes, he
and
was.
Everyone thought she was the queen.
Oh, you know who I loved at the Fields? Brendan Carey as Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter.
And so I still don't really know.
I can't believe you weren't made to read that book.
Okay, so explain what it's from, the thing, that outfit.
It's from The Scarlet Letter.
What is that?
It's a book.
It's a book.
I'm not a Reddit.
You know, pages, reading.
I'm sorry.
Don't do it, bitch.
There's a bunch of those in the basement, but I don't look at them.
I might have been. Okay, and any more costumes?
I do have to give mad props. there were a lot of good costumes. I'm going to go with John Ross. He dressed up.
John Rossi?
I think it's, is it Rossi?
I thought it was Rossi.
I'm going to go with, you're wrong.
Okay.
Oh my God. John Ross was Dorian Gray. It's an old Oscar Wilde book.
Oh.
He had the whole three-piece
also
suit.
Movie, right? I think so.
Are you thinking 50 Shades of Gray?
I don't know, maybe, girl.
Different person. but he had the whole three-piece suit. He had the chain with the clock.
He looked sharp.
He looked amazing. And
with a little ascot.
Yep. And people didn't get to see it at Tea Dance because I advised him. I was like, do not bring that. But he had because if you know the book, it's about there's a painting involved, and the painting ages, so Dorian does not.
Oh.
And so he actually had a painting,
and it was heavy as fuck,
made of him age. So
dead.
And he had that at the pregame, the pre-party, holding that around, and it looks a lot like him.
Dead.
And so very cerebral. Probably went over some people's heads, but spot on, so creative, so fantastic.
That's cute.
Love that one.
And then there was one more that I recall you dying for.
Oh my God. Lex Brown. saw him at the what's it called? Shipwreck during the day, and he was telling me about his outfit, Grace and Frankie. Mm-hmm. He was going to be
Frankie,
with the bag, with the vibrator and all the stuff, and did not recognize him when he showed up at the
pre-party Martell's thing.
Yeah, he went above and beyond.
You
to do all are that makeup.
Dying.
He looked fantastic.
Good for you, Lexi. But yeah, it was, Spooky Bowl, what a weekend.
I know.
Spooky Bowl, Spooky Bear, Friday night, Saturday night. Well, one more I think we should give a shout out to.
Who dat?
Mark Smith and crew. Like, they were dressed as the Mario Kart / party folks.
That's always, that, yeah.
You had Swingler's Bowser. Mark Smith was.
No, I thought Mark Smith was Bowser.
I mean, Mark Smith was Bowser. Swingler was the princess.
Yeah, oh, yes, there that was so ghost. Good.
There was,
that was really, really good.
It was cute.
Was there a toad?
There was a toad.
It was toad.
I think it was TJ.
Oh my god, that's so cute. I believe
it was
TJ.
Yeah, it was cute.
That was a really fun little thing.
With like all of the football folks.
Yeah,
that's where I done lost my mind.
That was
taking shots and drinking and more drinking and more drinking.
Oh my god. And Beth's boobs look amazing.
Oh my god, Beth, your tits are on fire.
She, like, presented them.
She's always like, touch them, feel them, shake them, squeeze them.
For a gay man, I love boobs.
Same. Right? All day, every day.
Give me some titty.
But yeah, overall, it was like a really dope weekend, right?
It was an amazing weekend. I like would do it again in a heartbeat.
Been waiting for that to happen for a while, and it's finally here. Hopefully, it's not the last one.
I know. It'd be nice if it was like an annual event.
Yeah. Well, okay, so this weekend is football again.
We have football this regular weekend, season. Next weekend. So two weekends of regular, and then it's Super Fab.
God.
Like, where did the season go?
It makes the year fly by.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what I haven't done yet?
Mm-mm.
Which, like,
been fisted.
That's true. That's true. So eons ago, I forget how long it's been, but after Super Fabulous, we've had this tradition. It's been different. I've organized it every year with various peoples, but the pub golf. I mean, I have to call the places. It's a lot to do. Some years it's been fucking huge.
I think ever since I've been going,
it's big and it's been fun. Current champion here, Jake Barker. Thank you for being my partner.
Y'all 2-1.
We won.
How did Jake make it through a beer drinking competition?
He did it.
Drunk Jake is fun.
Jake was such a good partner. But I was thinking about not doing it this year. Like, because people don't drink beer anymore. They're all about like the seltzers and like their White Claws and like, because they don't have, unless they make White Claw on draft.
More of a reason, right? To like have one day to splurge and get all your calories for the month.
Yeah. Like, I mean, should I do it again?
I vote yes.
I mean, the people that do it have so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a trophy, and it's like the shenanigans that happen when the refs have their jerseys on, like
people
literally
break off and
stop traffic.
Cafe and
yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I'll take a poll.
Yes, poll it and put it on where?
Facebook, Instagram.
Yes, yes, and yes.
I'm gonna do that. So look out for pub golf, and if you don't know what it is, ask some people. Ask me. We'll tell you about it. It's always a good night. It's a nice way to end that Saturday.
I can't believe it's almost
over. Freaking right around the corner.
Our ref, Dave Green, gave us a little
sound bite.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hi.
We got our ref, Dave Green, here. She's wearing a zebra print outfit. Oh, so we got shade for not giving any refs any love for Gable. Y'all did a fantastic job representing for Boston.
I mean, I listened and I was waiting and I didn't hear
it. It was noted. It was noted.
I'm a faithful. What did I do on the last 45 minutes of my drive into P-Town yesterday?
I don't know, girl.
Listen to the podcast.
Oh, that's love.
By the way, drinking game. Drink when you say cute. You will go to the hospital for alcohol poisoning.
That's cute. I'm into it.
Oh, no.
Sip. Cheers. Oh. Oh, so they're ghosts, not cows. Got it.
All right, next time, watch out for the Hobbit.
Wait, can you say that once again into the microphone?
Okay, new rule.
Uh-huh.
If you drop a catch that you really should catch or, like, miss a block, I'm just throwing a flag on you for being stupid.
Oof.
Oof. Why not? Yeah, we'll come up with one.
A pink flag.
Yeah. Dave, throw more flags. Does that make stuff?
No, girl. Mike Steph is probably sipping on a bottle of wine in a hot tub.
Oh my God, yes. I love him.
Dave Green.
He knows how to call.
Thanks for listening, darling. Okay, so back to this weekend.
Yes.
Let's go over these recaps real quick. I mean, the standings real quick.
Yep.
All right, American side, we got Navy. It's cold outside, Burr. They're still the only undefeated team.
That's crazy.
Underneath them, and second is the Aubergine Queens.
Okay. What is...
No clue, girl.
I literally...
Aubergine.
I couldn't spell it if you asked me to.
then us, the good gold almighty. Wow, that's
you guys
big.
Are in third.
Yes, honey.
Cute.
The coffee grinders. And
okay, yeah, Dave Richard.
Number four, we got Buns of Teal and five. Jamie's Buns of Teal Night Train. Then we following them is Kettle Orange with a Quisk.
A Bob Quisk?
I love her.
I love him.
Kiss Me, I'm Irish. Tied in six with Orange. Eighth, you got the Prince and his Pulpas.
Boozy and Steve Blowski.
Oh, Blows.
He's the prince.
Is he?
He really is. He's so cute.
Underneath them in ninth, you got Few Shoulda Prepped.
I love
every
that
day.
Name. like clockwork.
10th, the Maroon Amatata. 11th, the Kilty Pleasures.
Okay. They're
no longer in last place. And falling in last is the Unicorns. The Lisa Frank Trappa Keepers.
Keep your heads up. Keep your heads up. Over on the national side, in first place, you got the Powder Blues to the People.
Still undefeated in the conference, right? No,
no
they got beat
they,
by
yeah.
Green Forest.
Second place, you have Argyle. I wanted that color so bad. Third place, Forest. RuPaul Bunyan's Drag Race. In four, you have the White Claws. Yeah. They're also tied in fourth place with the Yellow Brick Lowe's. I know
so
you.
Gross.
I don't think I did that.
Every
gross.
Time I hear it, it just makes me quiver.
Sixth place, you have the Merlot My Gods. seven, tied for seventh is Look Black at
Look
It.
Black
and
Lime
Slave for You. For you. Who we play this weekend. Watch out. Ninth place, My Conk Suckers.
That's Conk Suckers.
10th place, you have the Quarter Pounders.
When's the last time you had one of them?
Maybe yesterday.
Oh, I meant the McDonald's meal, bitch.
That's what I meant! It's across the street! I haven't gotten late in ages. At 11, getting piggy with it.
Na, 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 na.
And 12,
Well, good luck, everybody.
Good luck this week, y'all.
Our last two weekends of
regular play.
Regular season play. Okay, and we're back with our rising star and...
OMG!
All right. So we're just going to do one of each
this
week?
Yeah, I think we have a mutual agreement on who they are.
Facts.
Yeah. And it wasn't like real gameplay, so what is good?
We'll still get a little loved, folks.
A little love.
Okay, so Luke Walsh on Light Blue.
We talked about him earlier.
Super nice, super cute, seems super shy.
Yeah.
Super handsome. That's a lot of supers.
That's a lot of supers. And he was,
and he's a good player.
He's awesome on the field. He's got, I mean, obviously, if he's in this category, he's a rookie.
He is a rookie.
So,
first year in the league.
Yeah. And he was, like, bopping around. Like, he seems like good people.
Yeah. He said he's having fun.
That's all that matters.
And our OMG?
Mr. Dave Hamilton himself.
Andy.
He was up and down that field, catching that ball, doing the damn thing.
She's always got it all up.
Former commissioner. Helped bring Gable to Boston.
Yeah, and the Patriots.
And he was part of the whole process. Dave Hamilton is my spirit animal.
Your spirit animal. She just called you an animal, bitch.
I've heard stories.
Uh-oh. Okay, so our bend and snaps this week?
Yes.
Word on the curb is that this kitten is the one who, like, this is his idea. He got it all together. And when I talk about it, I'm talking about Spooky Bear and Spooky Bowl. Jamie Night Train Morley. Toot toot.
Toot toot.
Bend and snap to you, honey.
Yeah, this was amazing. What a weekend. Thank
what
you so much.
What a weekend. Hi.
Hi. This podcast is like a struggle for me to get through today.
Oh, por qué?
I think my work wife got me sick.
Eek. You could have told me that at the beginning of this recording.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like living in my throat and I have like a runny nose.
Okay, do you want me to get on the phone and call, set you up an appointment at Fenway Health?
That's where my primary care is.
They hook it up, girl.
They really do, and they do everything there. Eye care, dental care, mental care.
You can get your prep. You make sure you get your regular testing.
Yes.
And there's two of them, South End. And Boylston.
Boylston.
Yeah.
They hook it up for the community.
Get your ass on the Uber and go to Fenway Health, child.
It's a little late right now, but maybe first thing in the morning. What's next?
I think since we don't
Oh my God. Yeah, there's no one in the hot seat this week, y'all. So if you want to like...
It's a hot couch.
So if you want to tune out, this is where you would tune out.
Mm-mm, don't tune out.
Otherwise... You're going to listen to
Wig and Weave.
Put each other in the hot seat.
My booty cheeks are burning, girl.
Right?
Okay, so talking about hot seats. Remember when we had Mike O'Brien / Adele meet?
Yep.
And she told us about one of her friendliest friends?
Yeah.
We kind of got that confirmed.
Do we have a soundbite?
We might.
Can we play a soundbite?
And then they they also affirmed what's his name statement about Ryan Black.
Oh,
they all look alike.
No, they said Ryan Black is quite friendly.
He is quite friendly.
Yeah.
He took a Nebraska couple home.
Oh. Remember, Mike O'Brien said Ryan Black was his friendliest friend.
So I went to go text Ryan, and I was like, "Oh, you just came up on the podcast." And his last text to me were, "Just went home with a Nebraska couple, then went home, then Mark came over."
Okay.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts. Yeah. Facts are facts.
That's not fake news.
Holy shit, that's good. Wow.
Okay, that was a sound bite.
Color.
But like, I mean, we classic. We ain't going to name any names.
No, but facts are facts.
But if you listened to last week,
okay,
you will know who that person they're talking about is.
All right, so here, I'll get the, you got the hat.
I got, okay, this is a bowl.
You want to tell these, oh, it is okay. A bowl. It looks like a
it
baseball
It does look like a baseball cap. Okay. So
oh my God, I'm so nervous.
So I'm also nervous. So both Wig and I wrote down questions and put them in a bowl. And we're going to pick one at a time out and answer the question. So who goes first?
You.
So we even have to answer our own question if we pick it. Uh-huh. Okay, so I will go first. Oh my God. I'm nervous. Youngest person you've been with.
Oh my God. Okay.
The youngest person I've been with has been an 18-year-old.
OMG.
Hey, no, hey.
18.
Hey.
Lord, have mercy, child. Fix it, Jesus. Okay.
I could have been 20 when I was with the 18-year-old.
Well, okay, hang on.
I was 40.
Who on your current team do you want to throw down with? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If you had to.
I don't know. There are a few people I'd have sex with. I'd sleep with Craig, but she's married, so I can't do that. Ryan Dacey, he's single. Jacob Barker, he's got a great ass, but he's kind of sort of dating somebody.
It doesn't matter if they're dating someone. Okay. Like, a gun is to your head.
Oh, my God.
Like, you have to sleep with someone on your team.
Craig or
Ryan Dacey.
Jake.
Oh, Jake?
Yeah. I think it would have to be one of the two of them.
Okay. Keep it in the family. Oh, my God. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, that's the one.
Oh, your handwriting is on another level. Madonna, Britney, and Pink. Jeez. Okay. Oh, this is hard. I would probably... Oh, I love them all. But I would kill Pink.
Ooh.
Oh, God. I would fuck Britney, and I would marry Madonna.
Even with what she looks like now, Madonna? She looks like her Halloween costume is on 24/7.
How dare you? Oh my God.
I feel like you'd wake up next to her and think you're in a nightmare and be like, oop, it's just my wife.
Oh my, I can't believe you said that. Bitch.
Okay, so if you could give the other person one piece of advice, what would it be? That's a touching one. I think it would be just
You're glad I didn't get it because mine was shady.
Probably be like true to yourself. I don't know.
You don't think I'm true to myself?
Wait, if I to you?
Yes.
Oh, that's I didn't know what meant to you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the other person. I'm the other person. Oh. Like if I got it, you would be the other person.
Oh, okay. Well, then this is a different story. You can't get black with everybody. When your head gets to popping and your fingers get to pointing and your voice gets to high, you can't. Not everybody can see us being black.
Okay, that's fair enough. Ooh, one season I could redo.
Football season.
Yeah, one football season I could redo. Current years, I would redo the Aquaholics. I would keep the same roster. I would not change a single soul. Michael Clinton, Dave Bagg, Sean O'Donnell, Ryan Shine, Will Peterson.
Okay.
I would keep that more. I would keep that same roster. I just want another go at it. Like we could have been like
better.
I mean, our off-field, Tony Pifero, our off-field was lit like a candlestick, but on field, we could have played better.
That's all. That's a good one. Okay, I got one of my own. Number of sexual partners in 24 hours. I really wanted you to get that one.
Like the last 24 hours or no, in 24
in
hours?
Like a 24 hour period. I think 3. That's not bad. And not like a threesome, like
boop,
yeah.
Hop on.
Next,
hop on,
next, yeah. Next.
Thank you, next. Okay, 3? You're classic. Oh, this is one of yours. Have you ever been pooped on during sex? So actively or passively?
Yes.
Which one?
Let's go with actively.
Yes, next question.
Okay. I can't wait to hear about that one. Oh, I got another one of mine. One Disney princess. Who would it be? I just watched Princess and the Frog the other day.
I've never seen that.
Oh my God, you got to.
It's is it really so good? Cute.
Yeah, that's okay. What we did our last day in pizza, like Sunday. It's a really, I'd be Princess Tiana. Is it Tiana?
Tiana.
I'd be her. She's okay. Quiche.
Really?
Yeah, and she's from New Orleans.
Oh, that's so good. You get to slap. Oh, you get to sleep with one Patriots player. Who is it? Van Noy.
Van Noy. I'm going to have to look
him up. I forget his first name. He's like this big, I think he's like mixed race.
Yum.
Kyle Van Noy.
Kyle Van Noy.
Kyle Van Noy.
I see a picture. Okay. Yes, honey.
You know what he kind of looks like?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You've heard about that person. I keep getting mine.
Where's mine?
If you could spend a week in one remote location, where would it be? I've always wanted to like go to Africa and spend a week in like a hut with like in a village eating lions and tigers and ostrich.
Okay. I would like to do the same, but stay in like a 5-star villa.
Okay.
And then like hop in a car and like do a safari. How many do you have in here?
10, girl.
Have you ever been helicoptered?
Helicoptered.
Okay, you pulled the file on that one, bitch. I hate you.
Do you want to let the people know what helicoptered is, or should they just use their imaginations?
I hate you. Yes, I have been helicoptered. I can't believe you put that in there.
Okay, let me get one of those. You're getting married next weekend. Who are the 5 people in your wedding party? Definitely my friend Nick from home. My girl Vinny.
Who's your girl?
Some of y'all have met Vinny. You met her in Chicago. She was here for Cinco de Mayo. She's a wild banshee child who lived in New York, who is now in LA.
Yes.
Caden Wiglet Shaw.
Yes.
The show. Oh my God, this is.
Oh, imagine his speech.
This is lit.
I mean, even if he wasn't best man, he'd be like, excuse me, I need to speak now.
I feel like Craig would give a really, really good speech.
I've heard him speak at weddings. I can attest to his that. Yes.
And then, like, depending on how long this living situation is, you girl, that would be a fucking lit ass wedding party.
That would be cute. That would be cute.
Oh my God.
Who do you think has the best ass in the league? You know who has a nice bum?
Who?
Matt Martell
has a dong.
Like he's got a dunk a dunk. Matt Martell, you got that quarterback booty.
Yeah.
Gotta give it to Matt Martell.
Dump the ball. Walsh got a Serena booty.
Oh, they're like Jake Barker. There's plenty of great asses in the league. Yeah.
Have you made out with someone on your current team? I don't think so.
I'm glad I did not get that card.
I don't think so.
Oh, fucking Jesus. Mary, fuck, kill. The Melanin Edition. Raheem, Patrick Smith, and Joe Lanza.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
I can't pee my pants. I'm going to...
I think I know what I would do.
Okay. I want to fuck the person who I think is the craziest in the sack.
Uh-huh.
And I think that would either be Raheem or Jalanza.
I think Raheem. I would almost like 100% say Raheem is the freakiest. Well, I don't know all of Jalanza's business. I've seen all of her business.
I'm going to fuck Raheem. I'm going to... God, I love them both. I just got to be like buddy-buddy with Patrick because we're on the same team. But I'm going to have to... kill Patrick only because Joe Lanza's a doctor and can support my married life as my husband. And then in that divorce, I'm going to get that money.
I think that's what I would have done too, TBH. Okay. Best captain you've ever had. Oh, this is a tough one. I don't know. This is a tough one because you, Craig, and Mike Steph. So I don't know. Oh, God. Can I plead the fifth?
If you can plead the fifth, I would have pleaded the fifth on that last one. So, no.
Okay, my best captain. I think I might go... Oh, God. MS.
MS?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I love MS. MS. Oh, fucking Jesus Christ. The oldest person I've ever been with. Jesus. 58.
Okay. And that's when you were 40 as well? How old were you then?
Not 40. Okay.
58's actually, there's some good looking 60-year-olds too, child. I've not been with any.
I mean, I was like 20.
Okay, three people in the league you'd like to know better. Know better in which way?
What you think?
Three people in the league I'd like.
You, I think there's quotes there. Know better.
Okay. What's that Ted boy's name on Orange? The one that I keep talking about?
Oh, yeah, I forget.
I'd love to know him better. I'd love to know all of him.
So Ted Hack is the one that you're thinking of. Ted Hack.
Oh, God.
I still can't put a face to a name.
Girl. What's Frenchie's name?
Ricardo.
No. Ricardo. Ricky Conti. Ricky Conti. Snatch.
Yeah, Ricky Conti. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting to know her better.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more. Okay, so hands down, I want to know... top to bottom, hair strand to toenail.
Who?
Joe Castro. Oh, God, I love him.
He's got gorgeous eyes. He's, and he's just, like the mayor of Boston.
He's delicious. And that smile.
He was supposed to be a Longfellow. I was really sad he got hurt.
Oh, God, Joe Castro, I love you. Okay, a couple more?
Yeah. Threesome in the league. Who is it?
You could have a threesome in the league. Who's it going to be?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Oh, that is a... I try to keep my business off the field.
Okay, let's just do what team color, or do you want to give the name?
I like what I know, so I like to go back to the well that I've already drank from.
Okay, honey.
So maybe light blue.
Light blue. I'm running the Rolodex through my head.
And coral.
So two on light blue and coral?
No, one. No. Oh, a threesome is me. And two people.
So light blue and coral. Okay, bitch. All right. Here we go. Oh no, I hate you.
Oh my god, yes.
Beyonce, you must think. Or Whitney. Oh god, I hate you. only because she's still alive, I'm gonna have to go with Beyonce. Oh my god, I might cry.
You heard it here first, y'all.
Oh my god.
He picked Beyonce over Whitney.
Oh god. Yeah. Oh, I love you, Whitney.
Oh, last one. This is easy. Grindr or Scruff? I would go with Scruff.
Scruff. Yeah. I think it depends on where you are.
Really?
Yeah, I think certain cities, some are better, one is better. You get what I'm saying? One is better, the other is better.
Oh, I threw that back in the bowl. We're done.
Ooh, child. I'm not going to be able to sleep after that.
I know.
That was stressful. Okay, so do we have any... Who said that?
The tall one? This is not gonna end this. He's all over me.
What do you mean all over you?
Like, he told me he wants to spread my butt cheeks and lick my booty hole.
Oh my god, that is totally going in.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely not.
Oh, it has to.
What do you mean? Okay,
we'll edit out his name or something. Yes. We'll bleep his name.
He says I'm so beautiful.
Oh my god. Oh my word. Well, I guess, I mean, what is marriage these days, right?
Some new rookie wants to spread some ginger booty cheeks.
You heard it here first.
Do you?
Okay, so we were in P-Town and we were at Shipwreck, and one of our friends told us that he was with another person that has played in the league before. They were at the P-Town airport.
Oh, there's not many people that use the airport.
Instead, person said that one of the first things he does when he arrives in P-Town is opens up the paper, scrolls to who's been in prison,
who's got arrested,
so that he could see who he wants to take, which one of them he's going to try and take home.
No.
Is that not too much?
I think I know who it is. That sounds like one of my friends. For sure. Okay. So my who said that was A House on Saturday night. Okay. I didn't go on Friday. And you know, like we have friends who are like married. We have friends that like, and even when you're married, like you could be open.
Yeah, it's 2019.
It's 2019. Oh. Like sex positive, like
friendly
people have, everyone is friendly, people have rules that they understand and respect. And I was talking to a friend who was talking to somebody else, and I was like, okay friend, like you get your talking on. And I kind of like gave him their space. Mm-hmm. Literally like 3 minutes later, not even, friend turned around, and I was like what happened? I was like, that looked like it was going good. And he literally goes, yeah, things were going good until I told him I was married, and he was out of there like a Chick-fil-A in a gay neighborhood. Who said that?
Okay, so then I guess our flash forwards for this weekend.
Yeah, we're playing ball.
We're playing
back
ball.
Back in Boston.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Maybe in the snow?
Oh, God, please don't say it. Is it really supposed to snow?
Wait,
is Saturday supposed to be wet?
Friday is supposed to be wet.
I might have to call in sick.
Please. You won't call in sick.
I won't.
Oh, wait. You won't.
Oh, God, that's awful. But, yeah, it's good to be back.
And it's going to be – how long is your wait between games this week?
2 hours.
Same?
Yeah.
8:30 and 12:30. Or 8:30 and 11:30.
We should have just had the weekend off again and gone back to P-Town.
You know where I will be?
Well, yeah.
Lucy's. In between games, because it's going to be too cold to be outside.
Yeah, everybody, make sure you bring warm clothes.
Yeah, the tights, the hand warmers.
She's
like,
going to be freezing. Oh my gosh, I need to get some of those.
Like the hand warmers things?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. They sell them at
the liquor store?
No, Marshall's. Next to Popeyes, which I feel like you've been to.
Oh my god. That should have been my judgment. I got to show you this picture.
Did you get a picture at Popeyes?
I got a picture at Popeyes of this dude. But okay, I went to Popeyes to get one of them sandwiches that like people are
keeping. Oh, the new popular. That's serious.
Yeah, girl. She is actually, she's good, but she's not worth dying over and getting stabbed. But the first time I went, the line was like, literally like at the check-in in an airport. And I turned around and I said, not today's date. And then like 2 days later, I went, look at this dude that was standing behind me. How yum.
Is that a ponytail?
A man bun, and it was long and went around and around.
Okay.
I Patrick Lentz the fuck out of that. And I was like, yum.
He was doing, that's like, give me something to grab onto.
Okay, so before the game, stop at Popeyes if you haven't. Till next time.
Stay snatched with
wig
and weave.